This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
This part of the show, and I mention this now because we're about to drop a bunch of trailers and stuff on our Facebook page. Mm. It's brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. All the stuff we talk about on the show, if we're talking about something visual or there's a video that accompanies it or a link to a story, we always put it right up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And by we, I mean Bryn and Alex. It's a perfect resource. It's actually great. So if you hear us talking about some show, you're like, oh, that show sounds pretty good. Go right to the Facebook page. Right there. We've got the trailer or, you know, whatever information you need about it. Stay updated on the latest celebrity trash and news stories. Just check it all out. It's all there on Facebook. Bang, bang, Meta. It's Meta, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, Meta.
All right, so a couple movies in theaters. If you're going to theaters, people are clearly going to theaters, right? I mean, somehow Avatar 2's made over $2 billion, so there clearly are people going. I should really go to a movie. This one looks good to me.
Since you've been the one, you know, frothing for Avatar 2 and you've done nothing but say how much you loved Avatar 1, it is weird that you haven't gone to see it yet.
I know. Well, the thing is, I really wanted to see it with my family because it was our thing. We went to the theater to see it several times together back in, I don't know when it was, 2009 or whatever year that movie came out. But I feel like I've waited 15 years. I can wait a little bit longer until I can stream it in the comfort of my own home. I can't wait to see it. It's great, but I can wait to see it because I haven't run out and seen it.
Right.
So, a couple things new in theaters. I'm a fairly big M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong fan. He's had some duds, but man, you know, The Sixth Sense, The Village. I love The Village. So this one looks good to me, and we've been seeing trailers for this. It's about a little girl and her two dads, who are played by Jonathan Groff and Ben Aldridge. They decide they're going to go on a cabin vacation in the middle of the woods, and they're such a cute little family. Like, the little girl is adorable, and she loves her two daddies, and they're jumping in the water, and they're sitting out on the deck, and enjoying it. She's out there searching for bugs and all the things that she likes. And while she's out there searching, she sees somebody in the woods and it doesn't seem good. So four strangers come to their cabin and they knock at the cabin door. That's the name of the movie, Knock at the Cabin. There's a knock on the door and they come in and they take the three of them, the two dads and the little girl, hostage. The strangers insist that one of them, and they get to choose who, must be sacrificed to prevent the apocalypse from happening. So it seems that at some point the three people who are hostages do become convinced that these people are telling the truth.
Mm.
But imagine trying to pick between your partner, your child. It's
who has
one
to sacrifice.
One of you has to be brave. Like, I would probably be the one that would say, okay. I mean, do it quick. And, you know.
It's just horrible.
Like, get it over with. Do it. Fine. Go.
Kill the kid, right?
No! No! You tell me. I would step up and try to say, like, look, I got this. You guys, go on and live good lives, and I will take care of it. I will take the hit for the world, right? What does he say in the apocalypse?
Yeah, if one of you dies, the apocalypse is prevented. So the group that comes to invade the home, there's four people, but you would know Dave Bautista. He is, I can't think of his character's name, but he's from Guardians
Drax,
of the Galaxy.
I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something like that.
And, and he's in the second Knives Out movie, which is excellent. And Rupert Grint, who plays the redheaded kid in the Harry Potter movies.
Oh, okay. I love that guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's all grown up, and now he's
murdering
people in the woods.
So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
A group of people show up to the studio door, and it's the four of us, and we're sitting there doing our show, and they say, look, you know, for the human race, one of you has to take the hit.
Well, I'd say, Vinny, you're the brave one. I mean.
I would be like, aren't we all going to fight for this? Like, we get to save the whole human race?
Oh, we fight for the honor of being the person murdered? Truthfully, I feel like, you know, and I've say this, I'm very, I don't know, maybe it's dark. My kids hate it when I say it, but I always try to like tell them I love you so much. And if I die, I want you to, you know, do your normal grieving, but know that I wanted you to be happy and that whatever, you know, like I'm good. I've had an amazing, like a magic life. It's been great. You people, you're everything to me. So if I die right now, just know I'm cool with it. It's fine. So maybe I'd say I'd do it.
That's what I'm
saying. You got two little kids, you know?
Yeah.
My kids are
grown. Yeah, but that's my point is I'm saving the planet and for all mankind and my two little kids. I'm doing it. Let's go. I tell my kids I love them. I got this.
Okay, I guess I am going to fight you for it.
Well, that's
I really feel like you're kind of an important figure in their life right now, especially for Edie. You know, she's little. She needs her daddy. Mm-hmm.
I agree, but
my
kids
don't need me anymore. They never really did anyway. Bad John.
Looks like me and Alex let you guys fight it out.
Actually, maybe it should be Alex. He doesn't have any kids. Maybe we'll just kill Alex off.
Oh,
you know?
That's messed up.
But you're not volunteering for this? I mean, you know, you don't have any dependents. Come on, Alex, do it.
My instinct is to be like, who the hell are you? And why do you think I'm not going to take
this? Well, they're going
to
convince us.
They're not going to convince me.
Prove it to me. Right. I'm not going to just jump out the window.
I'm killing them.
Like
that's what I'm doing. You
but if
dead.
You kill them, now the apocalypse is coming and your kids will suffer. Like one of us has to die.
I don't believe
you.
I
think it should be Alex. Sorry, Alex.
I'm actually really interested now to see how this movie goes. Like that's a really weird
premise. It's a conundrum,
And I definitely feel like that would be an argument of, well, who's going to be the hero for the world?
But you'd be an unsung hero, right? I mean, you can't convince the whole world that you died to save them. So,
I mean, there would be conversation. I would definitely say, like, can you guys do it quick? I mean, we don't have to torture me, do we?
Well, there does need to be some pain, Ben. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry about it. I say it's Alex. I just, you know, no offense, Alex. It's just that you don't have any kids.
It's all good. I've been known to take a couple for the team here and there, so I'll fall.
Well, this would just be one, so thank you. That'd be great.
Yep.
It's awesome. So it's called Knock at the Cabin, and it's a psychological horror film from M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. 80 for Brady is out this weekend, too. It's inspired by the true story of four lady friends in their 80s who are huge Tom Brady fans. They go on a road trip together to get to the 2017 Super Bowl in Houston between the Pats and the Falcons. The ladies are
Sally Field, Birmingham High School,
Jane Fonda, college dropout.
The 80 for Brady trailer starts. In 3, 2,
that's funny.
So we've got the trailer and it's all going. It looks and Brady's in it, and you know, I think Julian Edelman's in it. They've got a few of the guys to do it. And it looks like Gronk and Danny Amendola are in there too.
Amendola.
I don't know. Jane Fonda, Sally Field, Rita Moreno, Lily Tomlin, they play the four ladies in their 80s. It does look awfully fun.
Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin have become quite the duo. And I wonder if they've always been friends or if this was just a late in life pairing that worked out on their Netflix show. And now they're like, yeah, we love working together.
Yeah, they did that show where they became like dildo salespeople.
Frankie and Johnny, I think. Something like that.
Yeah. And at this point in their career, they're both huge stars and they've been huge stars. I'm sure that they get to say, they get to make some dictation around them. Mm-hmm. Like, I like this. I'm going to buy the rights to this. You know, it's funny. I'd actually love to see the real four ladies, because these chicks are all looking good. They're in their 80s, and they've had nips and tucks all the way along. Like, they
Lots
are.
Lots of them, yeah. Yes.
So they,
Jane
I'd like
Fonda
to see the real ladies in
has
their 80s.
Less wrinkles than I do.
Oh, my God. Jane Fonda
by a lot.
Looks like a supermodel still.
Yeah, by a lot. Yikes. I'm not kidding.
Okay, on your television this weekend, there's something on Peacock today called Spoiler Alert. And I've seen some ads for this. It's heavy. Sally Field is also in this one.
Oh.
I know. So it's Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory and a guy named Ben Aldridge. And they're a new couple. And they like each other a lot. And it's all good. And they have to face a cancer diagnosis together. I don't know which one of them has it. And I don't know how it's going to... Well, I bet I do know how it ends. You know, cancer.
Oh,
and spoiler alert is the name of the thing.
Come on,
man.
Well, I'm just saying. I actually don't know the answer, but I'm... And I'm not trying to spoil it for you. It's called the spoiler alert. It's from the director of The Big Sick. Does that mean that Kumail Nanjiani is the director?
I'm not sure if he was. Was he?
Well, I know that Let's was see. His story, right?
I have a little clip I want to play for you, though. Here it is.
Okay. I think you're very cool, and I'm worried that you're going to break my heart.
Mom, Dad, this is my friend, Mike.
A friend?
Yes, Mom, just a friend.
What is going on here? Who is this guy?
He's my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend?
I think it's a great kid. We may not look like it, but we are actually kind of hip.
Oh, my God.
We were going to go to Woodstock, you know.
That's cute. Uh-huh.
Okay, he's my boyfriend. And it all ends badly. All right, so Saturday, 3 o'clock Eastern. So that must be noon, our time, on ABC, the NHL All-Star Game. Believe it or not, there's another All-Star Game happening. And because the Pro Bowl is on Sunday for the NFL. Saturday Night Live is hosted by Pedro Pascal. So that
should
be fun. What
is this guy? Does he ever say no to anything?
You know, right now he's so hot. That Last of Us show on HBO is excellent. And he's the guy who got his eyes squeezed out of his head on Game of Thrones. Spoiler alert. Too late. He's also The Mandalorian. And now
yeah.
he's like.
And he's also in one of the last. What is that kid hero movie? He's in that too.
What kid hero movie?
It's like Netflix or something. It's got a bunch of stars. Christian Slater, Pedro Pascal.
He's also in that Nick Cage movie, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, which
I everywhere.
Loved. He is.
I mean,
good
for him, but do other actors have... Is he the only one who shows up for these tryouts?
I guess. So yeah. They go, oh, Pedro Pascal, well, he's amazing. We'll take him. So Saturday Night Live, this Saturday, he's hosting, and Coldplay is the musical guest, so...
Oh.
A little something for you there. And don't forget, Sunday night at 5 o'clock on KPIX, the 65th annual Grammy Awards. Trevor Noah is the host. Lots of performers. Bad Bunny, Brandi Carlile, who's amazing. Harry Styles, Kim Petras, Lizzo, Luke Combs, Mary J. Blige, Sam Smith, Steve Lacy. And Sunday at 9 o'clock on HBO. Although, if you've got HBO Max, like we're able to watch this at 6 p.m. and I don't have any special deal going anymore. 6 o'clock on HBO, episode 4 of The Last of Us.
I like that.
So, also this weekend, on Sunday, on Nat Geo, we talked about this show, I don't know, a week ago or so, and we've talked over the years about how we think that Rose should have pulled Jack up onto the plank or the door or whatever the hell she was on, and they could have both lived. And there, look, I am going to talk about this. I'll try to avoid revealing what the results are. But unbelievably, this show that's airing on Sunday, I already know what they found. I have Jim Cameron's quotes about this. I'm not sure why they would tell you what they found in this hour-long special trying to determine whether or not Rose and Jack could have both lived. Titanic, 25 years later, is what it's called. I'm not going to say that part. They simulated the conditions of the movie as closely as possible. So they found two actors about the same size and weight as Kate and Leo at the time. They put them on a raft approximately the same size and buoyancy as the piece of debris from the film. They had them in cold water. Of course, they were checking their vitals to prevent hypothermia. They made them go through everything Jack and Rose went through before ending up on the raft, which to me, the most significant thing is that they're at the end of the boat. And he's like, as this thing goes over, you push off and you just swim up. As remember that? Like, they're getting sucked down by the drag of the ship and they have to fight against it to get to the surface, right? So this is their, that among, you know, there you are, like, oh my God, I don't think I can hold my breath this long. And you're in 1 degree water. So they make them go through everything that they went through before ending up on the raft, including tussling with another passenger for Rose's life vest, their frantic flight off the boat, having to swim to safety. He has always, James Cameron, the director of Titanic, has always said that the debris lacked the buoyancy to keep both Jack and Rose above the freezing water. And they actually tried several different solutions to this and positions that they could have been on. And I'm not going to tell you what they found, because I feel like they shouldn't have said. So try to avoid, if you are interested in this, I'm sure there are people who are like, I loved that movie 25 years ago and I love it now, but I have this big problem with the whole death at the end.
Well, I don't want to, I mean, isn't the whole premise that he's chivalrous? Like, isn't he, like, isn't that the behavior
he loves
of the day?
Her so much that
he's, yeah, like he doesn't even try to get on because he doesn't want the dumb thing to sink.
Right. Well, he tries once.
He does try,
and then it bobbles, and he just holds onto the side, says his final words, and then you watch him go down.
Right.
You watch his face recede in the ocean. It's horrible.
He didn't think to go find another piece of debris, huh? Somewhere. There's tons
of it
out there.
Well, there just wasn't anything handy, you know? He didn't make it. It was so cold.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have findings. I think they're surprising. It's interesting. And you can watch it this Sunday on Nat Geo. Titanic 25 years later. Super Bowl's next weekend. Mm-hmm. The ads are, what I do like is that most of these ads do seem to be just teasers, which I think that's the way. Fine. Make me look forward to your ad. Don't show it to me. Now I've seen it. Ads are only funny once. How many times can you see the same joke and still be like, now that is just hilarious and really clever. I have to watch that again. Rewind that. So, couple things here. I have the latest round of these teasers. Netflix and General Motors have teamed up for an ad that features Will Ferrell driving GM electric vehicles through all the Netflix shows like Squid Game, Bridgerton, Army of the Dead. Okay. So, does it look funny to you? I mean,
yeah, I think it's pretty funny.
Hi. Are you busy? Can I just ask you a quick question?
Do you know how to get back to the 15? I think I took a wrong turn at that twisted piece of metal.
You know what? I'm good. You have a great one. All right? Stupid zombie.
And then there's a... I think the Bridgerton one they held back, yeah? They have the Squid Game one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Sylvester Stallone and his daughters and his wife, who's still his wife... they have a new show coming up on Paramount Plus, and it's called The Family Stallone. And they are in one of those Paramount Mountain commercials.
Mr. Stallone's face.
So you got the North Face on this mountain, the South Face, and the Sylvester Stallone face. And they're like, who would ever...
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Is that Dad?
Yeah, he always does this.
I got gooseies. Look at my legs.
Hey, act like this. No, don't sneeze.
Dear God, no.
Keep it in there, big boy. Hold it in. Hold it.
Hold it.
Don't do it.
So that's Sylvester Stallone, who was... They're showing all the Paramount people, too. It's Dora the Explorer there, Beavis and Butthead.
He's fine. He does this. This is normal.
He's alive. Don't worry. Made it.
I love that.
I know.
That's great.
His daughters are all snow bunnied up and just like, is that
does
Dad?
This. That was really, you know, I guess because I have kids now. I love those father-daughter things that really a lot.
Yeah.
It
actually looks really cute.
It does, yeah.
And so back to Squid Game, which we just mentioned a second ago, because Will Ferrell drives an electric car through Squid Game, apparently, too. We can see all those on the Super Bowl. The people who were contestants on Netflix's Squid Game reality show, where clearly they did not kill anyone,
Did we know that happened? Did you see that?
Did I see what?
The Netflix reality Squid Game show.
No, these are the people talking about having been on the show. So the show has not debuted yet.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got it.
But
all right.
But it's done. They've done the competition. And it's 456 people. And they are competing for $4.56 million. I mean, there's a... Yeah, they're going to put you through some stuff. There's a $4.5 million prize at the end of it.
Right.
Like, it's, you guys, they're pissing and moaning about the conditions. It was just the cruelest, meanest thing I've ever been through. We were a human horse race, and they were treating us like horses out in the cold racing, and the race was fixed. All the torment and trauma we experienced wasn't due to the game or the rigor of the game. It was the incompetencies of scale. They bit off more than they could chew. So I guess we'll all judge for ourselves when we enjoy watching them suffer on the Netflix
Ooh, I
reality
love that.
Show. Oh, there's the music.
So somewhere they must be filming this second show, right? They got to be in production for the new one.
I would think that it's in production. I haven't heard about that. We did hear that the guy who wrote the show... said, well, I didn't plan for a sequel, so I'm going to have to write that. And that show was, it was at least a year ago. Because I tried to be one of the Squid Game people for not this past Halloween, but the Halloween before. So it's got to be right around the corner, Vin. You're right. So there you go. That was rigged. And we're mad because we don't want the $4.5 million. You signed up, dude. I'm sure you signed a mountain of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bad for you.
Sarah and Vinny.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our friends at KPIX. Watch the Grammys this Sunday on KPIX, CBS News Bay Area.
They're the best.
They are good. I love those guys. I miss that we used to do stuff together. No more.
Well,
too bad.
We're not owned by the same company. So, but now, look, we're back. We can, we're clearly teaming up together.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, real quick, I just want to say happy birthday to my boy, Diego.
Hey, Diego.
Happy birthday,
Diego.
Get lots of fans on YouTube, Diego. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sign up for one of your Vinny's skateboard giveaways.
Yeah, I'm going to try to win that.
Yeah.
Rain today, everyone, or at least for the first part of the morning. So, you know, you might have gone to bed last night thinking it's another nice winter night, but there's rain falling. Yeah. It's begun, and it will fall probably till about lunchtime. So you know, there's that. And there's also rain forecast for the weekend. So on and off, rain through the weekend.
Has anybody seen this comet that's supposedly out there? I guess the moon's been too bright or something, but apparently there's some kind of little green smudge in the sky. I have not been able to see it.
I have the green comet story right in front of me.
Oh.
The green comet I captured last night. This is about 45. So it's a post that
someone had posted it.
And I saw the thing, and it really is just a green smudge. Like, I get that, you know, oh, it's a comet. I'm looking at a comet out
so
there
cool.
in outer space.
Right.
It's one of the things, though, that is so far away and so blurry. Just it is green. You can tell. But it's not that neat, I don't think.
I wonder if, like, the... new, what is it called? The Jim Bronson telescope?
I can't say stuff like that.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, James Webb.
James Webb, thank
James
you.
Webb.
The James Webb.
The Jim Bronson.
Like, I don't know, or the Hubble or something. Can't they get a picture of this thing? I
mean, the Tyler Jackson.
Yeah, they got a picture of it. You can find it online. But the green comet that zipped past Earth Wednesday night for the first time since the Stone Age 50,000 years ago.
What now? What?
Whoa.
Really is just a glowing green blur in the far away sky.
Mm.
But that's what it is. It's a comet, and it's been a minute since we've seen it. So I guess for that reason alone, it's worth a quick look.
Yeah, nobody's ever seen it. No one alive has ever seen it. The spirit
I don't know
of our caveman ancestors.
If
no
in your, you know,
it.
Last breaths... And all the things of your life that will flash before your eyes, will you see the comet? Like,
no.
Oh, man, I got to see that once in a 50,000-year comet. I don't think so.
Probably not. You're right.
Not gonna
I
make
probably
that.
Won't it, think about it at all.
It won't.
Unless someone reminds me, I guess.
Top 100 memories, I don't think.
No, probably not. If you have the, there's an app called The Night Sky, which I look at all the time, and it does show it on there, so you can see where it is. I haven't been able to pick it out. Not with the naked eye, anyway. I'm sure, you know, there's definitely people out there with their telescopes and dreams. They'll be remembering it on their
ticks
desktop.
Are a weird thing because, on one hand, first of all, you expect ticks to be a dog thing.
Yes. Dogs and deer. Apparently, all the wild animals have them.
Well, I'm saying it's evolved over the years. When I was young, you heard of fleas and ticks as being a dog thing. You didn't
yes.
hear, oh, not only are they a deer thing, but they also, there's this Lyme disease thing. And then now there's more like talk about, well, if you go for a hike, you got to check yourself. And we check ourselves all the time now because we actually have found ticks on our kids.
Yeah. So, well, I'm sure and on your dog, right? You must check her all the time.
Yep. But they say here, because of those recent big storms, and I also thought this was a summer thing. Like, you know, ticks.
The tall
it's the
grasses
summer.
That are getting at you, right.
With Marin residents taking advantage of the previous clear weather, following those big storms we dealt with, ticks that carry the bacteria that can cause Lyme disease and other illnesses are big time.
Oh, boy.
Marin is among the counties in California with the highest prevalence of ticks carrying Lyme disease.
Man, and people just crawl all over this place.
Yeah. So be sure to check yourselves. Like I'm saying, I always thought it was a summer thing. It's not. B, here you are going, I'm going for a hike to take care of my health. This is good for me, and it's good to be in nature. And yet, check for, like, Lyme disease is one of those things they just haven't sorted out yet.
They really haven't, and there are people who are convinced they have some variety of it, but they test negative for that, and yet they're screwed. Like, people who are sick for years.
Yeah. Do you know China Camp State Park?
I sure do. In fact, my friends Joe and Ariane live right near there and hike that all the time with their dog.
Okay, tell them this. One study by a foundation. What's the foundation? The Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District. They say in 2018, they found 38% of the surveyed ticks at China Camp had Lyme disease.
Can you send me this story, please?
Mm-hmm.
I'll send it over to them.
They say that's the highest we've ever heard of in California, and that's high. That's really high.
Yeah, well, their dog, too, they, you know, I don't know if dogs get Lyme disease. It doesn't seem like they do, or at least they don't say anything about it. I wonder if because they check their dog all the time, that hopefully they're checking themselves, too. But I'll send them that story. That's
Marin ticks. It's from the Merck News this morning. Marin ticks pose a huge threat after recent storms, but I just wanted to mention it because I realize that's something that we all do year round, but I think of ticks as a summer thing. So anyway, there's that.
And dogs can get Lyme disease. Oh. Disease.
Yeah, I mean, they tell you not to let ticks on your dog. There must be some bad side effect of them
right
burrowing
so
into their skin.
If you get the tick off quick enough, you won't get Lyme disease, or just being bitten by a tick is enough?
That's not a question I can answer without. Okay. Maybe my friend Deepak will call us or text
Deepak,
us.
Deepak, well, it's past the time he listens.
Oh, fudge.
Maybe a nurse on their way in can say, hey, Deepak, they need to know about
Lyme disease. I thought that you had to let that thing burrow into you and you had it took time. Like you had to, you know, the signs they say, there's like these rings that develop.
A bullseye. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, are not always there. So it's, they say if you are bitten by a tick, whether you have that bullseye or not, you should save the tick. Get all of it out, mm-hmm. put it in a baggie, and send it to a lab, and they'll test it, and then you know.
They say it takes 36 to 48 hours of feeding.
Oh, it has to be on there that long.
The bacteria.
Well, that's good news. Check
that
yourself for
ticks. That is
good
news.
Just check.
Bryn, everybody.
Bryn.
All right. Thanks, guys.
He's the best.
Clap for myself.
Everybody get naked. Time to check each other over for ticks.
All right.
I better look at my ass in the mirror real quick.
I'll take care of that.
Thanks, but you got your own family to worry
it's
about.
It's hard to see, you know, back there.
That is true.
Sarah!
Oh, my big old booty.
It's because you got a big old booty, Sarah.
Sarah. You can't make a better bell. Too bad. You've already stepped in it.
Got a Sarah. Big old booty, Sarah.
Oh, oh boy.
Oh,
Sarah
wow.
got a cute old butt. Mm. But that's good.
But that's good, though, Sarah.
That's good,
come
though,
on.
Sarah. It's like, no, Bill. I love him. Is he around? We need to.
Haven't heard from
Bill
him for a while.
Me.
Where has he been?
Science!
Science!
We jumped ahead with the Green Comet story. That was part of the science report this morning. The right. Green Comet that zipped past Earth Wednesday night for the first time since the Stone Age 50,000 years ago. There is a time-lapse video of it. It glows green, and it's a blurry little thing. Mm. So, but if you want to check that out, you know, there you go.
It's
there'll
a smudge
be video.
In the sky.
Mm-hmm. In other space news, we found 12 more moons orbiting Jupiter, bringing a total of 92 moons for Jupiter, everybody.
Wow.
That means it now officially has more than Saturn. How many moons does Saturn have, Sarah? You love space.
85 moons.
It's 83.
Oh.
Were you just randomly guessing?
No, but you said it brought it to more, and you said they've discovered 12, so I figured it can't be, it's got to be somewhere in the 80s.
Oh, good one. Wow, okay.
Wicked smart.
Yeah.
Common
sense. I would have never known.
It's
I would have said.
Thing.
I would have said 7. 92 moons, though, is an incredible amount of moons. I mean, Jupiter's huge. Jupiter's a million times bigger than Earth.
When I was a kid, we went to the Mount Palomar Observatory, and it was during, I don't know, astronomy class, or, mm-hmm. you know, science was doing astronomy. It's really neat when you, you know, learning that stuff, and there's neat visuals that go with it, and then at the end of it all, you kind of go, all right. Space. It's neat. The end.
The final
but
frontier.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. The only I've seen Saturn through a telescope, and you can see the ring, or one of the rings, or all of them together make one big fat ring. But I've never seen Jupiter. And I don't know if you can make out any details because you can't see any details through the telescope I looked at. But I know that if you go to an observatory at the right time and place, you can see stuff. It's amazing.
The company that wants to use DNA to bring back woolly mammoths now wants to bring back the dodo bird, too.
Why not? Bring them all back. Tyrannosaurs, brontosaurs, velociraptors. Bring them all back.
Okay. Researchers at Auburn University put alligator DNA into catfish to help them fight off diseases, and a team at the University of Michigan found the fossilized brain of a fish that died 319 million years ago.
Wait. Yeah. What?
I don't know.
Say that whole thing again.
Researchers at Auburn University put alligator DNA into catfish to help them fight off diseases, and a team at the University of Michigan found a fossilized brain of a fish that died 319 million years ago.
Okay, so you're telling me these are two separate stories tied together by the fact that they're both about fish?
Yes.
Okay, I understand now. I did not quite understand what the correlation was between those two. They're two independent things. Got it. Hey, what could possibly go wrong giving alligator DNA to catfish that breed like bunnies? What could possibly go wrong?
You like catfish?
I'll eat it. I would never pick it.
Bryn?
I like it, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of liked it too when I had it. Uh-huh. I didn't really like, I don't go looking for it, but
it
I haven't had
feeder.
It. Uh-huh. And I thought, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Bland.
My mom makes it a lot.
It's not strong. It doesn't have like a heavy, at least that when I had it. And
the Vietnamese people.
The Vietnamese people eat it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it's common.
I see.
This keeps coming up, and I just don't know what to make of it. In AI news, ChatGPT rolled out a tool to help teachers catch students cheating by using it to write their papers for them. They admit it's imperfect, though. It just tells you how likely it was they used AI or cheated. And a new poll this week asked 1,000 Americans if they think AI-based chatbots like that will be good or bad for society. And only 13% think it will be good. Sarah, AI, good or bad?
I mean, there's definitely good things about it. Riley was showing us this AI yesterday. He said, you can ask this thing. It's just online. I can type in any question about anything. John goes,
I think that's the ChatGPT.
Okay, that must be it. Because John goes, how hard would it be to make a glass guitar? And the effing thing came up with an extensive answer about it. And then John goes, maybe we should ask it something important like, what should researchers consider when trying to find cures for cancer? And it had a really long answer for that. Like, maybe they should put more time into this or that, or this burgeoning line of study. And I mean, you could ask it anything. I'm not sure what the address was, but it sounds like that's what it is, Ben.
I think that's it.
And incredible.
It keeps coming up in the news, and it keeps coming up in stories around the Bay Area as well, because that's where a lot of this stuff is.
We should get that thing up and start asking it questions. We always have questions.
Well,
maybe it'll know the answers.
Maybe we'll be scared by the answers.
But then we'll at least have the answers, though. That'd be good. I mean, if the answer's scary, consider yourself warned.
A woman in Alameda, California spotted a sign for 30-hour parking the other day. It's supposed to be 30-minute parking, but city officials say there's a typo and they're going to fix it. Get off of us. Stop writing.
But in the meantime,
know.
I get 30-hour parking, right?
Yeah, I guess so. They say it was spotted in Alameda. It says 30-hour parking from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., except on Sundays. The sign's supposed to say 30 minutes. City officials are aware of the sign. And they're going to fix it. Get off of them.
Oh, look at that.
In the meantime, Jane. Well, actually, I shouldn't say. She lives somewhere near there.
Yeah. Near Alameda. Yep.
If you want to go out and report from the sign, Jane, the Alice News Network would love to hear what you have to say. Otherwise, I'll just move on. Text number is 800-400-3697. Oh, ask ChatGPT a bad advice question.
Oh, okay. Let me see if Riley's awake. Wait, what is the what? Do you know what the exact thing is? The exact address?
I don't.
See, ChatGPT. Oh, comes right up. Optimizing language models for dialogue. OpenAI. We've trained it to make it possible for it to answer follow-up questions, admit its mistakes, change incorrect premises, and reject inappropriate requests. Try it. I'll do it.
All right.
It says, yeah, yo, what's up, ChatGPT fam? A lot of people trying to jam, but don't worry. We got you back. Check back soon. We'll get on track. Oh, they're not. They're saying I can't do it. It's at capacity right now.
Yeah.
Well, we've been talking about it, and everyone's checking it out. Get notified when we're back. Should I do that?
If you want to give her email.
Nah, I don't want to. I'll leave it open.
978 says, the biggest challenge with Lyme disease is not knowing that you've been bitten. Even if a tick is on you for 24 plus hours, even if you are exposed to Lyme disease, knowing that you've been bitten is something that will hugely improve your chances of treating it early enough to not develop into a major disease.
Right. That's interesting. So as long as you know, they can immediately like pump you through full of antibiotics and hopefully keep it from setting in.
It's such a weird thing, though, that you would now you've got to, if you go out in the grass, check your socks and feet and shins and calves for stragglers.
Yeah. What a pain in the ass. Do it.
Yep.
Yep. And they can't. Exactly they'll be right. Sometimes you'll find a tick just crawling on your jacket. 39% of the ticks at China Camp have this. This is crazy. That's a huge hiking hill.
Spoiler alert, Sarah. I haven't seen Titanic yet.
Oh, that's your bad.
Yeah.
That I cannot be. That's 25 years old.
Hey, maybe this is okay. 707. We were talking about Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, and I was mentioning that they've done this other film together or this other TV show. Maybe they've just become best buds. But someone's writing in and saying, aren't they both also in 9 to 5 from the '80s? Hmm. Is Lily Tomlin in 9 to 5?
I am not sure. I do not know. I'm sure. I see Bryn typing. Mm-hmm. We could ask the AI. You know.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. Remember, mm-hmm. Jane and Lily were friends forever. They were in 9 to 5. Vinny. Okay, oh, I didn't know.
It's confirmed.
There you go. Rita Moreno is 91.
Wow.
Wow is right. A lot of people wrote in the 9 to 5 thing, so that's widely known.
Okay.
By everyone but me, I guess.
Thank you for filling us in, guys.
Who was the guy? Dabney Coleman?
Yeah. He was the boss?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just liked him. I thought he was in other stuff. I don't really know him from 9 to 5, but
right.
I remember him being
pretty
fun.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make
9 to 5 says, all chicks look at their butt, Vinny.
I think all people do. I mean, you can't say you've never looked at your butt in the mirror.
No, I absolutely have, but the way you were describing it, like you know, more like fairly regularly turn and check the, you know, your hiney.
Well, I'm naked, so I'm going to look, check it all out.
See what it looks like from this angle. What about this
angle? What about that angle?
I would always look at me if I were a lady. Unfortunately,
I'm a dude.
You'd
be alone and naked in a bed all the time, yeah.
And I look in the mirror and go, bleh, who needs this? Yucky.
Someone does. Mm.
I guess.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle. vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.